Now, high school graduating classes in Wisconsin are becoming more diverse over the years. In the year 2000, 10% of high school graduates were students of color. In 2016, that rate rose to 22%. But as these students head to college, some of them, there are challenges awaiting them on campus. A new report from the nonprofit think tank COWS found that public colleges and universities in Wisconsin need to continue reducing ethnic and racial disparities on campuses across the state. Disparities range from a lack of support for students of color, lower graduation rates, and more. Our next guest is a co-author of that new report. Matthew Browngen is a senior associate at COWS, a nonprofit think tank based at UW-Madison. Matthew, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with that high school graduating class. What are the numbers when we look at the ethnic and racial breakdown when they graduate, and how many of them go into our colleges here?
Yeah, so this actually might be one of the biggest key findings that we have within this. So as you said, graduation rates, particularly graduation students coming from Wisconsin high schools, is increasing when it comes to students of color. When this directly plays, particularly through UW systems and WTCS, what we've seen is actually less students coming from Wisconsin going to UW systems. With WTCS, is far more representative, is actually pretty representative when it comes to students of color within Wisconsin, partly because, it's going to be more than just high school students, recent high school graduates, wide range, but also the last 10 years since the recession has pretty much gone away, of sorts, depending on wages, enrollment has dropped because of that, as technical colleges tend to serve throughout. But when it comes to UW systems, four-year institutions, we've seen a decrease, really, as students of color enrolling into these schools, and that's troubling.
Now, we've talked a lot on this show and elsewhere about racial disparities in educational outcomes in our schools, K through 12 schools in Wisconsin. And when you think about disparities at the college level, you might think, okay, that's just following on from that. But if I'm reading this report right, it even gets a little worse at that stage. It isn't just what's happening in K through 12.
Right. So as we highlight in our report, particularly when it comes to economic access, and this is really where access and graduation rates to UW systems, as well as even WTCS, really play a role, is students with a high school, let me make sure I get this exactly right, diploma. Where is this? But basically, with students with a high school diploma and students with some college are going to have basically equivalent wages. This jumps up quite a bit after students get a four-year degree or a two-year degree, which really highlights this. As we see with again, highlighting and really kind of staying on UW systems when it comes to enrollment, share of total Wisconsin students entering into UW systems, white students is at 40%. It was around 39% in 2000. When it comes to black students, is 23% in 2000. Right now, it's 14%. 2016, in enrollment class was 14%. Latino students, 29% in 2000, down to 26%. This is, again, we're seeing this decrease. White students has pretty much seen this stay the same. Then when it transfers into graduation, since we're seeing less access, UW-Madison, for example, has actually seen an increase in graduation rate across the board. UW-Madison has done a great job. I really want to highlight that when it comes to graduating students across the board, and have done a great job closing graduation disparities. Not quite closed yet between students of color, but we've also seen them, since they're bringing less students from Wisconsin come in, that those rates are going to be small. So we're still seeing around 90 to a little over 100 students, depending year to year, black students graduating from UW-Madison, even though the graduation rate has gone up.
I want to highlight that first point you made there, because it seems like that's one of the big takeaways from this report. The percentage of black high school graduates going to college here in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Was already low compared to white students, and it's gone down significantly.
Yes.
So that seems to be a big starting point, and that'll take us into some of your recommendations. We're talking to Matthew Brongen from the group COWS, looking at racial and ethnic disparities in higher education here in Wisconsin. So let's start with that worsening gap in terms of the number of high school students of color, black students in particular, going into our colleges here. What kind of things do you think, and you talk about this in the report, what kind of things could help turn that around?
Yeah, so with... You know, one of the biggest things, and actually I wish we put in the report that I came to my mind after we published it, was getting rid of access tests. So you think of like ACT, SAT, which is not too, you know, when you look at holistically, aren't indicative of really performance. It's more so indicative of how well you take those specific tests and all sorts of cultural things. So that's something that isn't in it that is a big thing. But when it comes to... again, continuing throughout that, pre-college programs have shown to work quite a bit across the country, and it's definitely one of the things that we recommend continuing investment in that. I do want to say all of our recommendations are really contingent on the state of Wisconsin reinvesting in these public institutions. They have to have the resources to be able to spend on recruiting and bringing in and preparing students for their universities.
Yeah, that's a point you and your co-authors made in the report. These problems are at UW and to a lesser extent the technical college system. They aren't problems that were necessarily caused by those schools.
Right, right. And even then, you know, some of this is definitely things that is even within their hands. Granted, you know, as we've seen a decline within our K-12 system, that's going to impact students coming into these schools. But at the same time, when they get here, that's on the schools. Again, they still have to have the resources to help these students to hire more student advisors and culturally competent advisors to help create cultural centers and to help students feel welcome on a campus. One of the biggest things we've seen of why students end up transferring out, particularly at UW-Madison, or leaving, or even post-graduation, as we see with a brain drain of students of color on campus, is that feeling of being welcome or not. And the creation of dedicated spaces for students of color and culturally competent spaces and advisors and professors that look like them, that have diverse backgrounds, help create a welcoming atmosphere, as well as at times even more of an enhanced syllabus for classes.
So one point you make in the report, I'm paraphrasing loosely here, you make the case that if the goal is to increase attendance rates and graduation rates for students of color, there have to be not colorblind policies. They have to reach out directly to, in this case, African-American students.
Absolutely. You can't undo years of targeted and purposeful racialized and ethnic oppression with colorblind policies. The only way to undo these types of policies and the legacy impact and ongoing impact and ongoing practices is through targeted policies and actions that undo, that purposely undo racialized and ethnic oppression.
Another recommendation in the report is more on the economics of college. Often students of color are from lower income backgrounds. Can you talk about what you'd be looking for there?
Yeah, so again, I do want to give MATC and UW-Madison a shout out with, you know, they have the Badger Promise, and MATC has tuition promises for students. This is huge. When it comes to those tuition costs, and helping students come to these institutions really goes a long way in increasing access as well as graduation. College costs a lot. You can, back in the day, you know, my dad could you know, go work for a summer and pay his tuition. You can't do that anymore. So this absolutely helps students that are going to be disproportionately students of color as well as coming from low-income backgrounds. But the costs of college do not stop at tuition. And one of the biggest obstacles that we've seen is housing security and food security. 36% of students nationally are housing insecure. Another 36% are food insecure. We know these things have a direct causation and correlation with how you perform in school. And if you actually can maintain attendance throughout, the impact is massive when students don't have these things. So the economic support for things beyond tuition like that, as well as even childcare, as we've seen a rise in more single parents going back to school or even going to school for the first time, these kind of a holistic approach to supporting students is big.
We're talking to Matthew Browngen right now, senior associate at COWS, a nonprofit think tank based at UW-Madison. He's with us to talk about a new report on ethnic and racial disparities at Wisconsin's public colleges and universities. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about this report? If you're a student or former student, what do you think would work to help address these disparities? If you're a person of color yourself, can you tell us about your experience at a technical college or university here in Wisconsin? And if you're on the other side of things, if you work at in the university system, the technical college system, what do you see going on? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our conversation about racial and ethnic disparities at Wisconsin's public colleges and universities and what could be done to remedy some of those gaps. Matthew Browngen is with us, senior associate at the group COWS based at UW-Madison. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What changes would you like to see, if any, in Wisconsin's higher education system to address these disparities in the number of the percentage of high school graduates from different ethnic and racial backgrounds who go to college and who then graduate from college? If you've been a student recently or you work in the university or technical college system, what issues do you see? What efforts do you see out there to try to fix some of these things? What questions do you have about our guest report? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Matthew, another big recommendation in your report has to do with UW-Milwaukee in particular. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so UW-Milwaukee, one of our big and I guess key findings within that is the consistently low graduation rates at UW-Milwaukee, which is troublesome. When we look at, and I like to at COWS, what we like to talk about is high road policies, particularly when it comes to public spaces. So we're not really of the mind of, oh, this school's performing bad, so let's, you know, or this institution performing bad, so let's divest from it. It's more so investigation of what's going on. So with UW-Milwaukee, really graduation rates are low across the board, with overall white students are graduating around 45%. The national average is a little over 60% when it comes to graduation rates. To highlight as far as raw numbers, when it comes to six-year graduation rates, right now 1,188 white students graduated from UW-Milwaukee that entered in 2010. Now, that's compared to 84 Latino students and 64 black graduates. 64 from UW-Milwaukee graduated with a six-year graduation rate that entered in 2010. Now for reference point, roughly I looked at the number, 65 students from black students from East High School graduated last year. So, you know, we know Madison is not that diverse. I mean, compared to the rest of the state, sure. But overall, not really. So that's really troublesome. So when it comes to our recommendation around Milwaukee, it is absolutely a targeted investment into UW-Milwaukee. This is we see it as a cornerstone institution, a cornerstone school within the state, since it is, you know, in our most ethnically and racially diverse city, our largest city. It's seen and serves really as a you know, community college, not in the traditional, you know, technical sense, but it still serves the community itself.
Right. The phrase access school, right. I think, is one. It's both a research institution, but also this access
Absolutely.
School for a diverse community is
yeah.
what it's intended as.
Yeah. And, you know, these graduation rates are really troublesome, particularly when you, again, think about the future of the Wisconsin economy. As we talk about a change state and state demographics, this school has increasing importance when it comes to providing economic opportunity for our most diverse populations within the state. So it's really, you know, they need support, they need money, they need to have the resources to properly invest in their students.
Bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Paul is with us in Sussex. Paul, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to bring up, Paul?
I just think that it's wrong to artificially force diversity. I think the problem stems from problems that we have in our inner cities and our inner city schools, we need to start earlier and prepare the students for further schooling instead of artificially doing it.
Paul, thanks for the call. So is Paul saying the solution is upstream? Kids need to come out of public school or private school, for that matter, better prepared for college.
I mean, as I said earlier, you know, our K through 12 system needs, you know, just as much investment as the post-secondary system. But when it comes to graduation rates, you know, that's on the institutions themselves. That's they already have them. You know, access is one thing, and institutions can post-secondary public universities can take a part in access, particularly when it comes to pre-college programs. You know, at the same time, it's not forcing diversity. It's about providing equal access to economic opportunity. And what we see when it comes with these institutions, and I'll throw in even our K through 12 system. We know our Black and Brown students are receiving less support in a lot of different ways. And I'm thinking really even holistically, we know housing, we know food, security plays a big role when it comes to being able to perform well in school. And we know within our state, when it comes to economic opportunity, are some of our most hardest hit, you know, when it comes economically, families are going to be families of color. So then all, you know, our inability to have these families and you know, students be able to be housing and food secure will impact their ability to perform in school and their kids' ability to perform in school. So then it just helps really feed the cycle. So this is a spot where the state of Wisconsin can invest and help interrupt that cycle while providing economic opportunity for families as they, you know, kind of go and form in the workforce.
Paul, thanks for that call. We're talking to Matthew Browngen, Senior Associate at COWS, a nonprofit think tank based at UW-Madison, talking about a report he co-authored on ethnic and racial disparities in Wisconsin's public colleges and universities. Matthew, I want to talk about the idea of the first generation college student, people who have parents who went to college. They've got that kind of institutional memory in their family. You know how to apply for college.
Yeah.
It's on your radar. How important is it, especially for diverse communities, to get that first generation in there, and then maybe that leads to the second and third generation?
Right. That's huge, and it's where programs like UW-Madison's People Program really play in helping students. And this is really where a key aspect of pre-college programs plays into it, is helping students and helping families that might not be familiar of really how to navigate the entire process of applying for college, of navigating the financial systems to get support, of navigating the counseling systems and the advising system. Like it's overwhelming for a lot of families. So that's where pre-college programs really step into play. And then, you know, as you mentioned, this helps interrupt these intergenerational cycles of poverty. It's you know, one piece of a larger puzzle, but it's a very important piece, particularly when it comes to wages within a person's life.
And some people talk about, well, maybe college isn't worth it. It doesn't pay off in the long run. You start off the report looking at some of the, I guess, the bonus in long-term salaries for college education. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to wages and what we're looking at, you know, less than high school, you're looking at $11 an hour within Wisconsin. You're looking at $15.23 an hour for high school. Some college, no degree, you're looking at $15.97. Now, when it comes to an associate's degree, you're already adding a little bit more. You're looking at, you know, close to $19 an hour. With a bachelor's degree or higher, you're looking at $26 an hour. You know, these things are important when it comes to the well-being of families and the capability to provide for your family. You know, these folks, regardless, you know, they put in a lot of work. And we see, again, it's one piece of a larger puzzle. But access to you know, some sort of post-secondary degree absolutely makes it easier for somebody to provide for their family.
I want to flip things around. There's a lot of talk about higher tech manufacturing jobs, obviously the Foxconn development getting a lot of attention. How important is this from the workforce point of view, having people from southeastern Wisconsin, say, in particular, to fill these jobs as they're created?
Yeah, I mean, this is where our technical schools really come into play as well. And why they need investment when it comes to recruiting, bringing in, and seeing through completion our growing diverse population, really anybody, but particularly our families of color when it comes to these technical jobs. And as our economy starts to shift away, and it'll probably increasingly do so from you know, certain aspects of old industrialized labor to something more technical or even more green, these schools are going to be increasingly important.
As we wrap up, Matthew, you've got this report out. Are people buying what you're selling? Do you think there's that people are listening to the case you're making?
You know, I hope so. And really, you know, I guess it depends if you believe in the value of public institutions. And, you know, we from COWS definitely have a deep belief in the value to society of public institutions. And we see when we invest, and through a variety of reports we've done in the past, when we invest in our public institutions, we see really a rise in the standard of living of everybody.
We'll leave it there. Matthew, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Matthew Braungen is a senior associate at COWS, a nonprofit think tank based at UW-Madison. He joins us today to talk about a new report he co-authored on ethnic and racial disparities in Wisconsin's public colleges and universities, and how these institutions can try to close those gaps.